This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, March 27th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. During the coronavirus outbreak in China, churches in the country are meeting online, but that has not stopped the communist regime from continuing their persecution of the church. Officials in Shandong province banned online preaching last month and ordered the eradication of underground churches. This month, Chinese officials removed 2 church crosses and demolished an entire church building. Also, the first picture of Chinese pastor Wang Yi of Early Rain Covenant Church has emerged since he was arrested in December 2018 on false charges. The photo shows Yi has lost a lot of weight. Please pray for him. The novel coronavirus pandemic is now taking off in some of the world's poorest countries, like Venezuela in South America, Pakistan in South Asia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. South Africa's president announced a 21-day lockdown on Monday, where the country had 709 cases as of Wednesday, a 6-fold increase in a week. As of Wednesday, cases in Africa surpassed 2,400 across 43 countries. India's prime minister similarly announced a nationwide lockdown on Tuesday, with 562 cases as of Wednesday, a 5-fold increase in just 10 days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced new travel restrictions on Wednesday to deal with the coronavirus that has infected 2,693 people and killed 8 in the country of Israel so far. Netanyahu quoted Deuteronomy 4, verse 15, "Take good heed unto yourselves," as he called on citizens to stay home, reports CBN News.
The exodus from Egypt reminds us that our people have withstood fierce storms. This gives strength. This gives hope. We survived Pharaoh, and though the battle will be hard and uncompromising, we will also survive Corona, with God's help and with yours, citizens of Israel.
A new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office shows that 54 abortion groups have refused American taxpayer funding after President Donald Trump reinstated the Mexico City policy in the first week of his presidency. The policy bans U.S. funding of international groups that promote or perform abortions. 96% of the global health grantees complied with the policy, leaving nearly 50 groups defunded of $153 million. The main abortion groups to lose funding were the International Planned Parenthood Federation and the UK-based Marie Stopes International. On Tuesday, President Trump said a team of public health experts and economists are working on a careful plan to reopen the American economy, something Trump hopes can happen by Easter. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer, Trump said he has enjoyed attending online church services, but that he hopes Americans can get back to church by Easter.
Wouldn't it be great to have all of the churches full? You know, the churches aren't allowed essentially to have much of a congregation there. And most of them I watched on Sunday online. And he was terrific, by the way. But online is never going to be like being there. So I think Easter Sunday, and you'll have packed churches all over our country, I think it would be a beautiful time. I'm not sure that's going to be the day, but I would love to aim it right at Easter Sunday. So we're open for church service.
Psalm 122, verse 1 says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" According to the Labor Department, 3.28 million Americans filed unemployment claims over the last week during the coronavirus lockdown. The number beats the 2009 Great Recession peak of 665,000 and smashes the all-time high of 695,000 in October 1982. And finally, churches across America are stepping up to help their communities during the coronavirus outbreak. Ed Stetzer, the Billy Graham Chair of Church Mission and Evangelism at Wheaton College, asked pastors what their churches are doing. Some churches are providing food boxes to hundreds of families, while others are helping their elderly members get groceries. Churches are helping feed healthcare workers as well as even taking care of their children, while others are running blood drives. Not surprisingly, churches have also had increased viewership of their services online. Throughout history, the church has been known for ministering the love of Christ through times of disease and pandemic. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.